It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. If you text, you've probably gotten text spam. Mine seem to come in the middle of the night or right before my alarm goes off. And the number of these annoyances has tripled in the last year to 45 million text spams a day, according to the security firm CloudMark. Nilesh Bhandari is a researcher at Cisco Security. He says one reason for the increase?
More and more people are checking text messages on their phone, often unsure of where these messages are coming from and responding to them quickly. I see more text messages coming in from distant acquaintances. Sometimes I'm sure I know them, they're close friends. Sometimes not so sure.
He says we all just need to be a little more careful.
It was the same way in the early days of email. Over time, the same sort of trend which causes folks to be very cautious about email if they don't know who the sender is, I think we're going to see a similar trend happen in the mobile phone environment as well.
Just as advertisers will move to mobile devices to follow the users, so will the scammers.
Mary Landisman is a researcher at CloudMark. She says some spam texts are hard to spot as spam.
The scammers are smart. As long as there's a revolving pool of new users, you know, everybody can get scammed once.
Say you get one from a bank, or is it a spammer pretending to be your bank? She says the best bet is to just call and check.
Make sure, though, that you don't call the number that's actually listed in the SMS text. You want to contact your bank via the number that's on your bank statement or the number that's on the back of your credit card.
Let me ask about other texts, which are clearly fraudulent texts. What do you do when you get those messages? Is there a way to get off those lists?
Unfortunately, there's not a way to get off the list because very often it's not as if you're even on a list. The scammers will just use every possible area code and number combination for a given locale. And replying stop is actually one of the worst things you can do with SMS spam because it confirms to the sender that they have a live reachable phone. Then you will be placed on a list and you will be subject to even more aggressive spamming. Your best bet is to forward the SMS to 7726, which is short code for spam if you look at an old-fashioned dial, and that sends it through for evaluation and blocking.
And it gives you something to do other than tossing your phone across the room. Now sit back, relax, and
just imagine a world where you will hold your entire future in the palm of your hand. When a tiny glowing crystal will guide you through an existence in which each day is more wonderful than the last, where it will be possible for you to obtain the fulfillment of every fantasy.
This is the 1976 movie Logan's Run, and it could be the future. Okay, maybe not the everything more wonderful part, but the tiny thing guiding you part. Researchers in Toronto have been implanting gadgets into human flesh to see if things like buttons work. And they do. But you might not want to schedule an appointment with the plastic surgeon just yet. So far, all the testing's been done on cadavers.
I've got you under my skin.
But it might not be long until you never have to lose your cell phone again. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
So deep in my heart. That you're really a part of
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off, available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.